Sajid Ali wades through the waters of his flooded cotton field after days of monsoon rains. He says his crop was worth around $7,500, and now he has to find another way to earn an income.
We'd been working so hard on this crop for months. I'd taken out a loan to plant it, but now I have to go and work on someone else's land because we can't make ends meet.
The damage is clear from above, with homes swept away and survivors living in tents. Around 60 families call this little town in southern Pakistan home, raising crops of cotton, chilies, and wheat. But now their livelihoods are in ruin. Huge chunks of agricultural land has been destroyed, and hundreds of homes have been swept away.
Our village thrives on cotton. We pay for our marriage functions, for construction of our houses, from the income we get from the crop. It's costly to sow, but the income is also very high. This time, though, God willed it differently. The rains have devastated our crop almost entirely. We're sitting here at the mercy of God, with no help or rescue in sight.
In flood-hit regions nationwide, military and rescue agencies are struggling to reach those who've been stranded, with millions of residents at risk of developing waterborne diseases. And for this region already dealing with decades of drought, the monsoon rains should have been a welcome reprieve, not the cause of such destruction. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.